So there I am on the beach. Sun is beginning to set. It's almost time for Dorothy to come home and bring home the bacon. And who comes walking down the beach, kicking up water with the sun setting behind him, wearing cutoffs, and like Krishna, the blue god from Indian mythology, he's kicking water up and diamonds are coming up because the sun is backlighting it. And I'm seeing the diamonds coming off of his feet. And this guy's got long hair and is just really buff. It's like, you know, 135 pounds, just about pretty thin, about 5'11". He's got abs. He's looking good. And lo and behold, who is it other than Jim Morrison? I'm like, God, it's Jim. Hey, Jim, come on over here, man. And he goes, hey, Ray, comes over to me. And I said, my God, I thought you were going to New York. And he said, no, I decided to stay here. And I said, well, cool, man. What are you up to? And he says, well, nothing much. How about you? And I said, well, I'm not doing nothing. I got nothing going, man. Nobody wants, you know, artistic filmmakers from film school, UCLA. They want Doris Day movies. And he said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're working on scripts? I said, I'm always working on a script, but it doesn't matter. I said, what about you, man? What are you doing? He said, well, to tell you the truth, I've been writing songs. And I thought, ah. He knew I was a musician. I knew he was a poet. Uh-huh. We discussed rock and roll. The British invasion was happening. The Beatles and the Stones and them and Animals and just all that great British rock and roll was in its heyday right then and there. And I said to him, God, sing me a song, man. And he said, oh, he said, I'm shy. I said, just look, it's just you. And he said, I don't have a good voice. I said, you've got a voice. Your voice is fine. I heard you singing on stage with my brother's band, Rick and the Ravens. I was screaming Ray Daniels, the blues shouter from Chicago. Rick and the Ravens, a surf band. We played at the Turkey Joint West. Jim Morrison would get on stage with us on Friday or Saturday, right down in Santa Monica here. And he would sing the Bee Gees out of Louie Louie, his favorite song. Let's do Louie Louie. And he'd just sing it. I said, you sang Louie Louie. Great. He said, yeah, sure. That's not my song. These are my words. I said, all right. I won't tell anybody. No one will know. Sing me a song. What do you got? And he said, how about this one? This is called Moonlight Drive. He squats down in the sand, digs his hands into the sand. He's got two fistfuls, and the rivulets are coming out between his fingers. And he closes his eyes and takes a deep breath. And then he sings in this haunted Chet Baker voice. He sings, let's swim to the moon. Uh-huh. Let's climb through the tide. Penetrate the evening that the city sleeps to hide. And I think, oh, and I'm going, din, 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 in my mind, playing Jimmy Smith, Ray Charles organ, just playing funky stuff. And he goes through the song, and I think, what a great lyric, great rock and roll lyric. And he's right on pitch, and he's right on time, and he's just holding it good and steady. And I just love the sound of his voice, that haunted, strange, psychedelic kind of voice. And at the end of the song, the very last word blows my mind, as they said back then, blows my mind. He sings, come on, baby, we're going down, down by the ocean side. Get real close, get real tight. Baby gonna drown tonight. And death had entered the
haunting
equation.
Haunting again, yeah.
The doors and death. It was as if death then appeared and was just standing over my right shoulder, standing over Jim's right shoulder, just watching us, just listening. And I got a shiver. Baby gonna drown tonight. And I'd never heard lyrics like that for a pop song. And I said, that's incredible, man. I can play funky organ stuff and just Ray Charles kind of Jimmy Smith organ behind that. I said, you have anything else? And he said, you like it? I said, you bet I like it, man. I love it. What else you got? And he said, well, I've got Summer's Almost Gone. I've got My Eyes Have Seen You. And I said, let me hear My Eyes Have Seen You. Talk about psychedelic. My eyes have seen you. You know, you don't think of your eyes looking. You look. Mm-hmm. We look at each other, but the eyes are actually the instruments that are looking. And he's saying, my eyes have seen you. Dun, 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 dun. And I'm thinking, dun, 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 gunk, 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 gunk. My eyes have seen you. Let them photograph your soul. Memorize your alleys on an endless roll. Dun, 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 ka-chicka, dun, ka-dun, gong. And I'm thinking Latin rock, man. That is so cool. What else? What else? What else? And he's got Summer's Almost Gone. It's like Bach. Morning found us calmly unaware. And I'm hearing da da do dee do 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 dee do do do. All the stuff that I played in my classical, limited classical music studies. And I said, this is fabulous. This is incredible. These songs are great, man. We got to get a rock and roll band together. We're going to make $1 million. He said, Ray, that's exactly what I had in mind. And that's how the Doors started, right then and right there on the beach in Venice, July 1965.
God, Ray, how did you come up with the name, The Doors?
That's what I said to him. I said, okay, we got a lead singer and we got a keyboard player. Let's see, what are we going to call the band? There used to be a pizza place called Two Guys from Italy. You know, I mean, we're not going to be Two Guys from Venice. Right. We can't do that. We can't do Ray and Jim. That, you know, that sounds like a folk rock duo or something. He said, no. The band is going to be called The Doors. And I said, the what? That's the stupidest name I ever. Oh, wait a minute. You mean like the doors in your mind, like the doors of perception? And Morrison said, exactly. And I said, ah, too much, man. Psychedelic. There's the Beatles at the time doing She Loves You, yeah, that's yeah. Right. The four mop tops, the four lads, plucky four lads. They were as adorable and cute as all get out. This is before they had gotten psychedelic. Rolling Stones are doing Chicago Blues, big deal. I'm from Chicago myself, and Chicago Blues, I grew up, I know how to do Chicago Blues standing on my head. So there's the mop tops, the Chicago Blues, and I said, Jim, what we're going to be is entirely different. We're going to make music that is psychedelic. And there was no such thing at the time. Psychedelic. We are going to probe the mysteries of existence on planet Earth. And that was it.
And that, said, was it.
That was as simple as that.
Ray, a few weeks ago, producer Tom and I were driving down Sunset, and he pointed out a place and said, Whiskey a Go-Go. Doors used to play there. And I said, come on, there? And he said, yeah, that's almost where you started there as a group.
Hell, we played worse than that, man. Whiskey a Go-Go was the big time. Whiskey a Go-Go in the summer of 1966 was Mecca. That was the place for rock and roll probably in America.
And you were the house band there, weren't you?
We became the house band. We were playing down the street at a place called the London Fog. A little crap hole. Had to play four or five sets a night, and we got $10 per man per night. $5 during the week, $10 on the weekends. The guy still owes us $90. Jesse James was the owner's name. Great guy. But he, you know, he said, listen, I'll pay you when I get a chance. All right, fine, man. So we're playing there. We're working out the songs. We've got to play and play and play and play. There's nobody in the club. It doesn't matter what the heck we do. Sometimes a couple of sailors would come in looking for prostitutes. These guys in their whites at the time. Because Vietnam is going on.
Of course,
Vietnam's because these guys are dressed in their outfits. Sailors would leave. 10 minutes later, maybe two prostitutes come in. You know, it's like looking for Johns. There are no Johns. They leave. Three businessmen come in 15 minutes later. Uh-huh. They stay for a song, look around, nothing's happening. They leave. So no one could ever quite connect with each other. So we're just playing away. And we had lovely Rhonda Lane, go-go girl, as she was billed, dancing up in a cage. I don't know how the poor thing ever danced to our songs. You know, we just weren't playing the Froog or the Pony or any of those things you could do the shimmy, shimmy shake to. So we're working to songs that we got lots of time to kill. Light My Fire just gets longer and longer. The End starts off as a 2.5-3 minute love song to Jim's original girlfriend from Florida, Mary Werbelow, who came out with him from Florida to Los Angeles. They then broke up and he wrote a goodbye song. This is the end, beautiful friend, the end of laughter and soft lies, the end of nights we tried to, what, to die. And death enters the equation one more time. That song then gets expanded to become from a 2.5-3 minute song to become 11 minutes with Jim improvising lyrics and Robbie and I improvising the music and John improvising the beat. And we just played and played. Finally, we get fired from the club. Jesse James says, look, no one's coming in here. Well, that's for sure, man. That's not our fault. He said, I got to get a new band. That week, we think, oh, God, this is our last chance on the Sunset Strip. Who comes walking in the door but Ronnie Heron, now Ronnie Mellon, the girl who was the booker at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Now, she takes one look at Jim and may or may not, she says, I did not fall in love with him. Okay, she didn't fall in love with him. I say she did, but she can always answer for herself. Uh-huh. She doesn't want her daughter to know that she was in love with Jim Morrison. But for God's sake, she practically discovered the Doors. She then says, how would you guys like to be the house band at the Vatican, at the St. Peter's Cathedral, at Mecca? How would you like to be the house band at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go? And, of course, we jumped at the opportunity.